This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In California, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said the nation's ports are ahead of schedule in complying with new post-9/11 security requirements. He was speaking yesterday at the Port of Long Beach. But the task of ensuring the safety of the 9 million shipping containers that enter U.S. ports each year is a daunting one. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Against a backdrop of gray skies and towering shipping cranes, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said that shipping is a global industry, terrorism is a global problem, and that therefore making our ports secure requires a global solution. To that end, the Congress passed the Maritime Security Act, and the international shipping industry has imposed its own security code. Both go into effect July 1st. Ridge said the nature of the shipping business makes international cooperation a necessity.
For instance, shortly after I began serving as the President's Homeland Security Advisor, I boarded a ship in New Orleans Harbor. The ship was registered in Singapore. The crew was from India. The cargo was American grain. It was on its way to Japan.
The new regulations are meant to deter the stuff that thrillers are made of. The idea of a bomb, or its constituent parts, labeled as farm machinery, shipped from points across the globe and reassembled by terrorists on U.S. soil. And yet, with millions of containers arriving here each year, very few are inspected. But in an interview later in the day, Ridge said that's enough if you pick the right containers, inspect them the right way, and in the right place.
Based upon our review, not only the cargo manifest, but the ship, its ports of call, we pull about 6% of the containers in foreign ports through our x-ray machines before they even load them onto the ships. If anything comes up that appears to be a high-interest vessel, if it has something to do with the ship, the crew, the content, we board it. And then they do another inspection once those containers arrive in our ports. We still have the opportunity to bring them through the x-ray machine again or even open them up completely.
But determining what is a high-risk ship or container is far from obvious and the major challenge in making shipping more secure, says Tanner Campbell, vice president of the Maritime Intelligence Group. The information, after all, comes from potential suspects, he says.
For example, Coast Guard receives notice of arrival. That's really generated from the vessel itself. The ship must keep a continuous synopsis record detailing its, you know, security activities. But again, the author of that is the vessel itself. So, in Reagan's words, how do we trust but verify these submitted pieces of information on which we're basing our analysis?
Some members of Congress think the attention now being paid to increasing the safety of international shipping is long overdue. $11 billion were spent making the skies safer after 9/11. But since then, the federal government has spent less than $500 million on grants to upgrade security at the ports. There are obvious reasons why, says Tanner Campbell.
Commercial vessels don't have constituencies, you know. People fly airplanes all the time, but people aren't necessarily at a port or on a transatlantic sea voyage very often. So by nature, it's very difficult to communicate the threat there to the public, to constituents, to policymakers. I think that's changing now, and we're realizing that it is the soft underbelly of our nation's security and the security of the global economy. But I don't think there's been enough funding and attention paid to it yet.
Several members of Congress have introduced legislation that would spend hundreds of millions of dollars annually on upgrading port security. Tom Ridge says the federal government will be spending more on securing the ports, but that it's a shared responsibility. And he expects the shipping industry itself will have to bear much of the cost of making the nation's ports safe from terrorists. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.